Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. On September 10, 2001, Keeneland Association in Lexington, Kentucky opened its annual September yearling sale. A colt by leading sire Stormcat topped the opening session at $5.5 million. The final crop of legendary sire Mr. Prospector was attracting considerable interest as well. It was business as usual. But the following morning, as handlers presented yearlings to prospective buyers in the barn area, and as consigners were busy rushing updates to the sales pavilion, images of coordinated terrorist attacks on the United States began filling newscasts being streamlined on television monitors located throughout Keeneland's sales complex. There were horrific images from New York, from Washington, D.C., and from Pennsylvania. The nation was thrown into chaos. On the Keeneland sales grounds, individuals who only moments earlier had been preoccupied with selling and buying horses suddenly stopped. They stared in disbelief, struggling to comprehend what was unfolding on the East Coast. Keeneland officials immediately announced that the start of the sale would be delayed by 1 hour. But then, as the depth of the attacks became more fully known, the decision to delay became a decision to postpone, with Keeneland announcing that the sale would not continue until the following day at the earliest. Given that it was a Tuesday, only 11 tracks across the country were scheduled to host live racing. The Downs at Albuquerque, Delaware Park, Fairmount Park, Fairplex, Finger Lakes, Great Lakes Downs, the Meadowlands, Mountaineer Racetrack, Philadelphia Park, Prairie Meadows, and Sunray Park, all 11 canceled. Most racing facilities would remain closed the following day as well. At Keeneland, President Nick Nicholson announced the formation of a Red Cross Relief Fund. It raised $130,000 within the first 24 hours. In the midst of the shock, anger, and sadness, there was also a stronger sense of community beginning to emerge. At Belmont Park on Long Island, located 12 miles from Ground Zero and the attacks on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, a sign hung in a guard shack near the entrance to the stable area. It featured an American flag with the words, "Pray for America." A security officer told a journalist, "Everyone has been standing in solidarity. Everyone is proud to be an American." Greenwood Racing, at the time the parent company of Philadelphia Park, raised $100,000 in a matter of days for various charities and relief efforts. On the West Coast, Fairplex resumed racing later in the week and dropped its $10 admission fee in favor of donations to the Red Cross. Los Alamitos contributed $20,000 to relief efforts from admission fees collected over a two-day period. It was all a delicate balance. People were mourning, shocked, and angry, yet they also were trying to move forward with their lives. As Keeneland's Jeffrey Russell put it, "People are carrying on with their business, but they are doing so with heavy hearts." Another observer added, "Horses can help people see something beautiful again after a week of unspeakable anguish." All eyes once again turned to New York, both in the thoroughbred industry and around the world, as the Breeders' Cup came to Belmont Park later that fall on October 27th, less than 7 weeks after the attacks. Tom Hammond opened the NBC telecast by noting that the New York City skyline had been forever altered by the events of September 11th. But he added that the Breeders' Cup stood as a symbol that life would go on, adding that the day was dedicated to the many brave men and women who gave their lives in an attempt to save others. Hammond concluded his remarks by saying that the thoroughbred is a vehicle for peaceful competition from all parts of the world, bringing together all people who admire their grace, beauty, and heart. A few hours later, Hammond's words would seem almost prophetic as the horses turned into the stretch in the Breeders' Cup Classic. For there, on full display, were the qualities which Hammond had mentioned: grace, beauty, and heart. Tom Durkin with the call.
The American Horse of the Year, New York winner, her hands apart with a thrilling to go in the Classic. On the outside, Saki, Tis Now fights on. Here's the wire, desperately close. Tis Now wins it for America.
Tis Now's victory over Saki capped a day which had begun with members of the jockey colony standing shoulder to shoulder with members of the New York City police and fire departments. It had been a day which helped raise $3 million for the National Thoroughbred Racing Association's Heroes Fund. It was a day dedicated to the citizens of the New York area and to those who had perished in the September 11th terrorist attacks. It was a day on which New York had been more meaningful than ever as a host site for the Breeders' Cup. Two decades later, we remember the events of September 11, 2001, and the weeks which followed through the eyes of the racing industry. We thank you for being with us. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.